of great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call an 888 money pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Welcome to episode 2282. We are here to help you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house, whether it's inside or out, upside or down. Maybe you feel like your project is upside down. If that's the case, we can help. Give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT with your home improvement question, or go to our website, and this clearly is the best way to get in touch with us. Click on the microphone button. You can record your question right there, and we will answer it in an upcoming episode. Coming up today, are you guys thinking about making an improvement to your outdoor spaces but wondering if the popularity ended with the pandemic of fixing those spaces up? Well, we've got some new data on what spaces buyers are going to be looking for this year, and we'll talk about whether outdoor spaces made the cut.
Oh, I can't wait. I mean, I can't imagine why they wouldn't. Everybody loves an outdoor space. Also ahead, paint is cheap and it totally transforms whatever you apply it to. But what if you can't get that darn paint to stick? We're going to share some tricks on how you can get paint to stick to surfaces like vinyl siding or ceramic tile, even plastic furniture. You know, all of those things you wish you could change the color of but just can't figure out how to do it.
And if you guys have a plumbing emergency, you might need to hire a plumber. But there are actually five very common plumbing projects that you could definitely tackle yourself. We'll share those just ahead.
But first, we want to help you create your best home ever. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're your coach, your counselor, your cheerleader for whatever kind of project. If it's big, if it's small, if it's a huge renovation, or maybe just a slight redecoration. Whatever it is, we are standing by.
So give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, go to moneypit.com, click on the microphone button, and record your question right there. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading up north to New Hampshire, where we've got Catherine on the line, who's got a roofing question. I mean, it's a roof of a barn, but roof nonetheless. So what's going on?
I have an 1890s barn, 30 by 40, that needs a new roof. It has about 1-inch thick barn board going across the rafters, and I'm wondering if I can put either shingles or a standing seam metal roof right on top of the barn board, or if I need to put plywood or some other type of sheathing on top of that barn board before I apply the shingles.
Well, that sounds like a really beautiful building, and I'll tell you, as long as that sheathing is solid sheathing and not spaced sheathing. So in an old building like that, sometimes you have sheathing that's spaced upon which you would nail like a cedar shingle roof. If that's the case, you need to plywood that roof, so you have solid sheathing. But if that barn board is continuous, solid, thick, 1-inch thick wood, and if there's no major damage in it, there's no rot or big warped sections or anything like that, there's absolutely no reason that you cannot go right on top of that. Of course, you're going to use an appropriate underlayment, like a heavy tar paper or something of that nature, but you could shingle right over that without having to add plywood sheathing. Plywood's not going to add anything to that but weight, so I think you're good to go.
David in Massachusetts has a question about mold. Tell us what you're seeing.
I have a problem. I have a driveway, which is about 6 years old. And in the summer, we get mold up on the shady area. Not too much, but enough. It covers about maybe 2 feet by 3 feet wide. Okay? I use bleach on it, try to kill the mold. But within a month, it's back again. I scrub it with soap and water, different type of detergent, and it still come back. I think it loved the water.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Well, listen, there's a very simple solution. There's a product called Spray and Forget. And when you apply Spray and Forget, it basically is a mildicide, and it will kill the mold, the mildew, the algae, the moss that's there, and even the lichen, if that's what's causing it. And it has sort of a residual effect to it, so it sticks around for a couple of months. And then you reapply it. So it's really easy to do. And as long as you keep that, keep doing that, you're never going to have a problem with that building up again. Problem with bleach is you're basically just taking it off one time, and then it starts from that moment forward, it starts to regrow. But if you use Spray and Forget, it'll have some mildicide that will stay back and stop it from reforming.
Now, can I purchase this Spray and Forget at, like, Home Depot or Lowe's or what?
You can find it. Yeah, you can find it at home centers. Go to sprayandforget.com. There's a store locator there, I believe, and you can find out where it's sold right near you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need and they can handle the rest start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, are you thinking about selling your home this spring? We've got the top five trends home buyers are looking for next. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Hey, guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, you guys, you got some home improvement questions, but maybe you don't know where to turn for answers? Well, you turn to us. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house.
You can follow the Money Pit podcast for free at moneypit.com/podcast, moneypit.com/podcast.
Wendy in Florida is on the line with a question about the structure of her home. How can we help you?
Yes, I'm restoring an old house. It's about 100 years old, and we've had to take up the kitchen floor, and we've taken, there's layers of plywood and whatnot, and in order to get through it and get the rot out and whatever, we've gone down to the beams underneath the floor. Now, the beams are 4x4, and they're on 28 inches on center. And so I'm wondering, this needs more support, and I'm wondering, can we put, instead of putting beams down in between the two so that parallel, can we put perpendicular ties across from those two and create boxes to support the floor?
Can you get underneath the existing floor, Joyce?
Well, it's called on above grade, and so there's not that much space. You can get under there. It's about to my thigh, to the ground.
Yeah, so here's the thing. You can't change the direction of the beams because they usually go front to back for a reason. Typically, there's a girder in the middle of the structure, the middle of the building somewhere. But if you want to support those beams because they're sagging a bit, what you could do is you could put beams perpendicular to those underneath them. But those of course, would have to be supported as well. So I think your options are to put additional beams in between this big, wide 28-inch gap, or to put beams perpendicular underneath. But if you put them underneath and you still have this wide gap, the other problem you're going to have is supporting the plywood now, or whatever you're going to need for that. So in that case, you would have to put some perpendicular spacers in between the beams, but those are not, they don't have any structural value. All that's going to do is give you some additional surface to support whatever kind of floor you put on top of it. Does that make sense?
Okay, that answers my question.
All right, Wendy, good luck with that project.
Well, the home experts over at Zillow recently unveiled their predictions for the top 5 home trends that we can look forward to this spring season. Now, the predictions were based on data collected from both buyer and seller activity, as well as searches on the site.
So, not surprisingly, the top home trend for 23 is backyards.
Woohoo!
Outdoor space has always been a nice feature to have, but the pandemic dramatically increased demands for access to fresh air. Now, according to Zillow, backyards are mentioned 22% more often in for sale listings as compared to last year, with patios mentioned 13% more and pools seeking an uptick of 11%. Zillow also found that backyards are now highlighted in 1 out of every 5 Zillow listing descriptions.
Yeah, and you know what? This really is not a passing fad. Zillow reports that the rising popularity of outdoor features suggests that the pandemic has changed the way we want to live for good. I mean, it definitely changed everybody, and homeowners are now even rethinking how that space could serve as an extension of their home in new creative ways, like maybe an exterior home gym or natural pools or veggie gardens or another kind of an outdoor space.
And all this means that now is a really good time to continue investing in outdoor spaces because the popularity with home buyers seems to be here to stay. So if you've got a patio, you got a porch, you got a deck, you got an outdoor gym, maybe even a jungle gym for your kids that you want to put together in that beautiful backyard, and you need some help, reach out to us with those questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com.
We've got Rick from Illinois calling in to Team Money Pit. What can we help you with?
Well, we had the house built 22 years ago, and over time, the front door's taken his bumps and bruises. Two teenage boys at the time, throwing balls, things like that, dented.
I hear you.
Yeah, so my wife decides she wants a new front door. So we went to the big box store and asked about a new door. He says, well, you got to replace the whole door, the transit, everything. That whole, you got to basically rip off like a third of the front of my house to replace this assembly. So
yeah,
the guy comes out to measure. I says, perfect world, I just want a door. He says, oh, no problem. I can just measure for the hinges. We'll get you a new door. Well, we get a call from the big box store. He says, you can't do that. We got to replace the whole thing. What do you think? You tell me.
So, first of all, you certainly can replace just the door. Now, I will say, though, that that is a much more complicated project from a carpentry perspective because you're never going to find a new door that fits. It's not like replacing a part on the car, right? You get a dent in your door, you get a new door panel, you put it on, it fits perfectly. It's not like that. You're going to find that the door is not going to fit exactly, so it has to be made to fit. You're going to basically buying what's called a slab. We call those kinds of doors as a slab. You're going to have to put the hinges on, you're going to have to put the deadbolt in, you're going to have to put the latch in, and then you're going to have to make sure that it swings and closes properly and it doesn't bind and that it's, you know, properly sealed all the way around. So I'm not saying you can't do it, but just understand that it's a lot more complicated than just tearing it out and putting in a manufactured unit, because in that case, everything's designed to work together. The air seals are better. The insulation is better and so on and so forth. Is this a wood door that you're replacing?
It's an insulated metal door.
Okay. Well, you know what? I mean, I would do a little investigation on your own, Rick. I would look for those metal door slabs, and I would measure exactly your old door and see how close you can get to the same size door. The big box stores, you know, they have their systems, and certainly they're not in the business of, you know, sending out expert carpenters to do that kind of fine work. They're more in the rip out and replace business.
Yeah.
But it's entirely possible if you find a door that is very similar, if not identical, to what you have, that you may be able to minimize the carpentry work. Do you consider yourself pretty handy when it comes to carpentry? Could you do that sort of work yourself?
I'm legally blind, so it's kind of limited.
Oh,
limited what I can do.
Yeah.
Low vision, not completely blind, low vision, so it's very limited.
Well, I mean, you can hire a carpenter just to do that install, but separate from a big box store.
Yeah, I know a few guys that might. Yeah, boy, I'm going off into the weeds here. I apologize, but I've had some experiences with contractors in the past, and I'm very leery. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't want a general contractor here. You just want a carpenter. You just want somebody who's a carpenter. You know, why don't you look at a site like Angie, the Angie website, Angie.com. They have reviews there on folks for all sorts of different trades. The only thing I would caution you on is that sometimes I find that you'll see, like, general contractors pop up in a search for a carpenter. But there'd be plenty of, you know, small construction company carpenter kind of guys on there, and you can find somebody that way that could just do the installation. But I wouldn't rely on them to find the door. I'd do that work on your own. It's probably going to be a lot easier and less expensive. This way you're just paying for the labor to replace it.
Yeah, I think you've convinced me to just do the whole thing when you laid it out like you did. Just replace the side lights, everything. So.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Take a look at the fiberglass doors that are out now, too. That's another advantage of the fact that you're doing this from scratch now. They're very insulated, and they don't dent like the metal ones do.
That's what the big box store is kind of pushing, too. So I'm heading in that direction. So, okay.
Well, good luck with that project, Rick.
Thanks a lot.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line with a question about flooring. What can we do for you today?
Putting down a laminate flooring in my kitchen that houses a wash and dryer. The wash and dryer, they shimmy a bit.
You mean they shimmy as in they're moving across the floor, or they just shake a lot?
They shake a lot. I mean, they shimmy to the point of if I have my coffee pot on the stove, the water will shimmy a little bit in the pot.
Seriously. Now, I mean, that could be a balancing thing. It could be, quite frankly, that your washing machine itself isn't perfectly leveled. That could be a matter of adjusting the legs or something's up with the flooring underneath it. But, you know, that could be one thing. Or if it's not happening with every single load, it could be, you know, how you're loading the washing machine. You could have too much stuff in it. But I would start really by making sure that the washing machine is perfectly leveled and perfectly balanced. And then there are actually pads that you can get at the home centers, even like a Bed Bath & Beyond type place. It's like an anti-vibration pad that goes underneath. Some of them are large enough to fit underneath the entire washing machine, and some of them are more for like the corners under the legs. But they're meant almost like shock absorbers from the machine to the floor. So definitely start with making sure it's fully balanced and level.
And I can put these machines directly on my laminate flooring?
Yeah, you can. I mean, look, if they're going to shake a lot, you're going to get some abrasion, especially if you get dirt under the leg, that could wear through the laminate surface. But I think Leslie's spot on. Get it leveled, and then get the anti-vibration pads or blocks. You can Google this. You know, you'll find them. I've got four of them. One under each leg of my washing machine, and I had it in there from when it was brand new, and it didn't really shake at all, but it was on the second floor, so I wanted to make sure it was as quiet as possible, and they work fantastic. They're just like rubber spacers that go under the leg of each of the four legs of the washer, and they sit on the floor. And because they're rubber, also they will protect the laminate floor from any scratching.
Okay, thanks for your help.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right, we've got Ken from Pennsylvania on the line who needs to talk about water heating. What's going on?
Space in our house is at a premium. We got that big old water heater in there, and I wanted to find out what are the benefits or the cost problems with getting a tankless water heater, because we don't. It's just my wife and I. We don't use both bathrooms. We don't use all the things at the same time. We just feel like we're heating all this water, keeping all the water hot all the time.
Right. And so is this a gas water heater?
No, it's electric.
Ah, okay. All right, so that changes the answer, and here's why. If you were asking me about gas-fired tankless water heaters, I would tell you this is absolutely a no-brainer. You definitely should do that because they're incredibly efficient, and while they're a little more expensive up front, they last a lot longer too. But you can't get that efficiency out of an electric tankless water heater. They exist, but they're not efficient. The only kind of electric water heater that gives you efficiency is a heat pump water heater that uses heat pump technology the same way heat pumps will cool and heat homes. It uses that kind of technology. But again, they're very expensive. A very simple and inexpensive way to sort of manage the cost of running that electric water heater is to install a 240-volt timer on it. So think of the same kind of timer that you'd use for a light, except much bigger. And essentially the way it works is you would set this on to come on, say, a couple of hours, or maybe just an hour before you wake up in the morning so you have plenty of hot water in the morning, and then you would go off. The tank's going to still stay pretty warm throughout most of the day. Then you have it come on again, you know, around the late afternoon, sort of dinner into the bathing that you might do before going to bed hours. So let's say you have it on. Let's say you get up at 8 in the morning. So I turn it on at 7. I might turn it off at 9. And or 10. And then I'd leave it off all day long and might bring it back on at, like, say, 5 o'clock and then maybe turn it off again at 10 o'clock. So by the time I'm done, I'm really only heating that water maybe 8 or 10 hours a day instead of 24 hours a day, and that's going to make a big difference in the cost to run that water heater.
I see. All right. Well, good. That's the kind of information I need. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck, Ken. Have a great day.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, we're going to help you transform anything you've kind of been thinking about changing the color of, but could never really figure out how to get the paint to stick. So stick around and we'll get you sticking to those surfaces next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QUIKRETE.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The city of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you tackle the projects you want to get done around your house. Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them at MoneyPit.com.
Gail in Ontario is on the line. How can we help you today?
We just had a high-efficiency energy furnace and central air installed in our house, and I have a ranch-style house, crawl space. It's all insulated. And they installed the furnace in the laundry room, and they've got the condensate pipes from the furnace and the central air dripping into a bucket into the ground of the crawl space, and there is limestone in the bucket. And we're at odds whether this is a good thing or not.
So you say it's dripping into a bucket. Is this a sump pump, like a sump pit, or is this just like a bucket on the ground in the crawl space? I mean, kind of describe it for me.
Yeah, it's just a bucket with limestone in it. They cut a hole in my plastic that's running along the bottom of the crawl space, and they've got the bucket over the where they cut it. And, yeah, the pipe is just dripping into the bucket, going through the limestone and in the ground.
They're basically just dumping the water underneath the vapor barrier. No, I don't think that's a very good idea at all. It's really sloppy. What you should be doing in this case is they should, more accurately, have installed a condensate pump. Now, a condensate pump's a small pump, and it's just near the furnace and near the air handler, and then the moisture goes into that pump, and once it fills up, a float starts the pump up and then pumps that condensate up through usually a clear plastic tube or a small pipe and then outside. So you basically run it outside your house the same way you might discharge your gutter. Like, for example, in my house, I have a condensate pump that discharges into the same splash block as my gutter downspout and takes that water outside. I don't like the idea at all of just dumping it into the crawl space soil, which is essentially what they're doing here.
Yeah, I'll tell them that. Yeah, like it was really bothering us because we didn't think it was a good thing because I'm thinking all that water going under there, it's defeating the purpose of insulating the crawl space.
Yeah, no, your intuition is spot on, okay? So you call that Ontario, Canada contractor back and get him to fix that, okay?
And thank you so much for calling me.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project.
Well, you know, paint is inexpensive. Anybody can use it, and it completely transforms whatever you apply it to. But what if you can't get that darn stuff to stick? There are definitely some notoriously difficult surfaces to paint, but it can be done with the right approach.
Yes, so let's start by talking about one material that people probably are wondering about, vinyl siding. We get questions on this all the time. You know, vinyl siding is widely used. People love it because of its low maintenance needs, but it is prone to fading. Now, paint is the definite solution to bring it back to life if you can get it to stick, and that is possible. Here's what you need to know. First, you got to use latex paint, not any kind of solvent-based paint, because it won't flex. It's got to flex with the vinyl's movement. You want to choose a color that is the same or lighter than the current color, because if you go with a darker color, it's going to retain more heat, and that's going to make the siding more prone to premature warping, and that makes it hard for the paint to stick. And as with any painting project, prep is the key. So first, you get the siding thoroughly clean, you wash it with a brush, you use a vinegar water mixture, and when it's completely dry, you apply an adhesive primer. Not just a regular primer, but an adhesive primer. It has more stick to it, and then on top of that, you can use a spray gun to apply a couple of coats of latex paint, making sure to let it dry thoroughly between coats.
All right, now here's another one that's hard to paint. Plastic yard furniture. It gets dirty, it gets dingy with age, but a new coat of paint really is an easy project if you choose the right paint. Now, spray paint technology has really come a long way, and the latest formulas have very strong adhesive qualities, and they're made specifically to bond to plastic. Again, you've got to thoroughly clean and let dry. That's the best place to start. Then you follow with the adhesive primer, and then always, this is like a spray painting rule. You want to apply light coats multiple times, and you've got to wait 30 to 60 minutes between each. And this way, you know, you're not going to get the runny spots, you're not going to get that weird kind of dimpling from spraying too close or too much. So it's kind of a technique that you need to master, because less is more when it comes to spray paint. I guess less, more times is what you really want to do.
Absolutely. Well, there's nothing worse than thinking you did a good job only to spot a run where the paint like dripped down one side, you know, after you're all done because the light's different and now you see it or whatever. But yeah, overlapping those coats, really critical. So lastly, let's talk about refinishing or repainting cast iron tubs. Now, tubs last forever, but they're finished, not so much. But what do you do if your cast iron tub is functional but just needs a new finish? This is one project I will admit that for years I encouraged you not, absolutely not, to do yourself. And the reason was because the process that was typically done required some pretty dangerous materials like acids and other caustic chemicals. But my advice and my thinking on this has shifted a lot lately because I found a two-part epoxy product that worked incredibly well. It's called EcoPel, and I used it to recast a 1906 tub in a house that we recently purchased. That was a real disaster. I mean, it was painted previously, so the paint was chipping and cracking. It was stained, had rust stains. It was just a real mess. So EcoPel was, I found it online. I started seeing how many reviews it had. Then I started watching the installation videos. And I tell you, I was so impressed. The way it works is you thoroughly prep and clean the tub, and they tell you how to etch it. Instead of using caustic chemicals, you use Lysol toilet bowl cleaner because it has an acid in it, and it's all the etch that you need to do. So it wasn't terrible to do that. And then you mix up the two parts of the epoxy, and you have to follow the instructions to the letter. It'll tell you, stir for this many minutes, let it sit for this many minutes, stir again for this many minutes, because it has to bake sort of for the chemical equation to sort of start to flush itself out and solidify into epoxy. Now, once you do that, the way you apply it is interesting. Of course, you mask everything off. There's instructions for that. But you don't start from the bottom on up. You pour it over the lip of the tub all the way around, and it flows down and sort of joins together. And I'll tell you, Leslie, when I was done, this thing looked like a brand new tub. It was super white, it was beautiful, and it was rock solid. I had to put a heater in the room because they wanted it to be 74 degrees, I think it was. So I just left the space heater in overnight, and the next morning it was totally good to go. So really impressed with that product. So look, folks, there are ways that you can paint these very slippery surfaces if you're using the right products. It really comes down to prep and product. Make the right selections, and you can paint pretty much anything in your house.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, do you really need to hire a plumber? We're going to tell you about five DIY plumbing projects that every homeowner can take care of on their own. So stick around. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repairs to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to roofmax.com.
That's roofmaxmaxx.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, are you looking to get some help with your home projects? Then follow along with the Money Pit podcast. You know, whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, if you've got a plumbing emergency and need it fixed fast, you probably want to hire a plumber. But there are plenty of simple plumbing repairs that you can do yourself. We've got tips on how to tackle the 5 most common DIY plumbing projects.
Now, the first one is this, replacing a toilet. The hardest part is actually moving the toilet itself because it's heavy. But once you remove the old toilet, you just need to clean up the closet flange and add a new wax ring and set that new toilet in place. Then tighten the bolts to the base and hook up the water supply, and you're really ready to go, literally.
All right, that's great. Next, replacing a shower head. I mean, this one doesn't even require a tool. First of all, you just turn the old shower head counterclockwise by hand to sort of unscrew it from the pipe and remove it. Then you're going to wrap some new Teflon tape to the shower discharge pipe around the threading, wrapping it clockwise, and then mount the new shower head, turning it clockwise to tighten it. And then you're all done and ready to jump in that new shower.
Now, if you've got low water pressure in the shower, that might be a different showerhead solution. The existing showerhead might be clogged with sediment, typically mineral salt deposits. To get rid of it, just soak it in a vinegar water solution to clean off all that gunk. And an easy way to do that is to take a plastic bag, like a clear bag, like a sandwich bag or maybe a gallon bag, fill that up with white vinegar, and then immerse the showerhead into it and secure it to the pipe above the showerhead, maybe with a couple of rubber bands or with a zip tie, and just let that shower head sort of bathe in that vinegar for a while. That will loosen up all the mineral salts, and the next time you turn it on, they'll be gone.
All right, now here's another one. If you've got problems with the stream of water coming from a kitchen or bathroom faucet, in that case, you should take a look at the faucet aerator. Now, this is a small device with a screen. It adds air into the water as it streams from the faucet and kind of controls the flow. So you just want to unscrew the old aerator counterclockwise. It's at the end of the faucet. And if that screen is clogged with sediment, just tap it out upside down until it's clean and put it back. And faucet aerators are pretty cheap, so you can also purchase a new one and just replace the one you got.
And if you need to install or replace your garbage disposer, just like a toilet, the toughest part is lifting it, since it can weigh like 10 to 20 pounds. So get a little help with the disposer while you secure it to the bottom of the sink, and the rest will be very easy. And here's a little tip I will pass on because I made this mistake once myself. Even though I know better, I replaced a disposer for Mom, and I took the old one out and put the new one back in. Same exact model, hooked up the drain, hooked up the dishwasher discharge, and forgot that when you do that in the disposer, the dishwasher line, it has a little plastic plug because not everybody has dishwashers. So on the disposer, you have to break out the little plastic plug. Otherwise, the sink cabinet floods and your mom gets really mad.
All right, we've got Brad on the line. Brad, what can we do with you today at the Money Pit?
I have a knee wall in our bedroom upstairs. I'm planning to box out the eaves. Now, the knee wall is currently insulated And I was wondering, if I box out the eaves, do I need to remove the insulation from that wall? Because obviously I'm going to insulate above the box and the back of the box, but do I need to remove the insulation from the wall?
So this is the knee wall in the attic between the floor and the exterior?
Yes. And the knee wall, it splits the eaves from the bedroom.
Right. So the back of that wall is technically an exterior wall. So, yes, that should be insulated.
If I box it out with sheetrock and insulate on the outside of that sheetrock area, should I remove the insulation from the wall? Because that wall is no longer now an exterior wall, or is it still an exterior wall?
So when you say so you remove it from the wall. So this short wall is on the other side of that, you would basically be an unfinished attic space, correct?
Yes, and if I finish it, yeah.
Right. You can't go wrong having insulation in that wall, because basically once you get to the other side of that, you'd have the rafter bays, right, the roof rafters. And so the roof rafters don't have insulation in them, but then you have the ceiling joists below that, and they would have insulation in them. So that adds to the exterior skin of the home. So, yes, you do need to insulate the back of that.
Great. Okay, that's all I need to know.
All right. Well, good luck with that project.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job well done. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, Joe needs a solution for a drafty skylight. We've got one, and we're going to share it next.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Brent Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
And so that, I think, is what Joe is experiencing, Leslie, as the draft. It's basically the warmed air just hitting the skylight, turning around, and coming back down. We also see that on windows, right, where you have warm air that strikes windows, and if you have a chair nearby, that cold air will sort of whiff across you and make you feel a bit chilly. So what I would suggest for this particular problem, Joe, is a really simple solution. It may not completely solve it, but it will definitely help, and that is to add a cellular blind to the underside of that skylight. Now, you may have to find, you know, one that can be positioned in that particular space because it's going to be on an angle, so you got gravity to deal with. But a cellular blind is basically kind of like a honeycomb design, and it actually adds another layer between that warm air and that cold glass, and it will significantly reduce the amount of that chilling effect that you're getting where the warm air cools and then falls and makes it feel chilly inside your space.
All right, I hope that helps you out, Joe, because that's definitely a doable fix. Now we've got Libby, who says, I'm planning to put down peel and stick tile in my kitchen, and I'm not sure what kind of prep I need to do to the current floor. The floor is very old. I'm not sure if it's linoleum or asbestos tile or something else, and we don't want to tear up the old flooring since we're on a tight budget. And you don't want to tear it up if it is that asbestos tile. I mean, once you start breaking it up, that's when you get into some real issues. And I think the asbestos tile is super recognizable. It's also like a weird size, right, Tom? It's like 9 by 9, and like no other tile is that size.
Very often it is. I've seen that same thing, and I agree with you. I don't think there's any reason to take up any of this floor. It's not a thick floor. It's not like you have, you know, full thickness of hardwood or even full thickness of like tile on a mud floor. It's just sort of a basic floor. So what I would do is not, by the way, put down peel and stick tile. That stuff is just gone. Just forget about that. Today you want to use a laminate floor, or better yet, use a extruded vinyl plank, which basically is going to be so much more durable than any type of a vinyl tile. Locks together, lays nice and flat, looks fantastic, doesn't scratch, doesn't dent. Or you could look at the new hybrid stone products like the Duravana product from LL Flooring, which is incredibly durable. I put that down in a laundry room and in a kitchen, and I was very impressed by it. So one of those is a much better approach because these are floating floors. They're all floating floors. You don't need to tear anything up. You just lay it right down on top, and you'll be amazed at the transformation.
Yeah, Libby, I hope that helps you out. I mean, there's so many choices out there. You can really create a space that looks great, and you're definitely not going to have to do anything to your existing floor.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I hope that you guys enjoyed some of the tips that we offered on today's program. If you've got questions, remember, you can reach us 24/7 by just clicking the microphone button on moneypit.com and leaving us your personal question. Just record a question for a minute or so. Let us know your first name and where you're calling from, and then we will get back to you the next time we produce the program. But until then, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Another flying object brought down by the U.S., this one over northern Canada.
For the second time in as many days, the U.S. military shot down a high-flying object over North America. Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau said Canadian and U.S. aircraft were scrambled and, on his order, a U.S. F-22 successfully fired at the object over the Yukon. He also wrote on Twitter that he spoke with President Biden on Saturday afternoon and that Canadian forces will recover and analyze the wreckage. Greg Clugston, The White House.
5 days after two powerful earthquakes just hours apart caused thousands of buildings to collapse, killing more than 28,000 people and leaving millions more homeless, rescuers were still pulling unlikely survivors from the ruins. Former Missouri Senator, GOP Senator Jim Talent, tells the Salem Radio Network he sees some good coming out of the latest disaster.
Despite all the divisions and the nationalistic hatreds and ethnic hatreds and the rest of it, you're going to see people coming forth from all over the world with aid because they can all identify with what's happening to people there.
The Republicans' 2024 presidential race isn't officially underway. However, the parents' rights movement and lessons for school children are emerging as flashpoints.
Former President Trump has called for parents to elect and fire school principals. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has banned instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity in kindergarten through third grade. And Nikki Haley, a one-time U.N. ambassador who's expected to soon announce her White House candidacy, is among the contenders who've taken aim at critical race theory in the classroom. It all represents a growing concern by many Republicans over the introduction of so-called woke and race-based topics in the classroom. Bob Agner reporting.
And you can always check out the latest breaking news and read the best analysis. They're both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Iran today celebrated the 44th anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution amid nationwide anti-government protests and heightened tensions with the West.
The annual commemoration of the revolution that turned Iran into a theocratic state is always a show of strength by the country's leaders. Tens of thousands of Iranians are taking part across the country, chanting slogans and waving banners that, as usual, condemn the US and Israel. The UK and Saudi Arabia are also prominent this year in the denunciations. All four countries have been portrayed by the authorities as the instigators of the wave of anti-government protests that have challenged the very core of the theocracy that's ruled the country since 1979.
That's the BBC's Sebastian Usher. He reports thousands of Iranians marched through major streets and squares decorated with flags, balloons, and placards with revolutionary and religious slogans. More at townhall.com. It was a tremendous gift from an old Marine buddy.
John Gladwell of Kansas City and Billy Welsh of Philadelphia first met 20 years ago while serving in the Marine Corps. 2 years ago, Welsh was diagnosed with polycystic kidney disease and needed a transplant in order to live. Gladwell stepped up, was tested, and found to be a match. The surgery was successful, and today Welsh is healthy and happy. And thanks to the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles, those two Marines will be attending the Super Bowl with all expenses paid by the two teams. Jason Walker reporting.
A Florida man ended up in jail after he left his debit card at a gas station during a robbery. The suspect told deputies he left the card so, quote, he could come back later and pay. Police say surveillance video says otherwise. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your plates look like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, what are you guys working on? What are you planning for your house this week, this weekend? If you got a project you'd like to get done, you can start right now because we'll give you some tips, some advice on how to get it done. Reach out. A couple of ways, you can call us at 888-MONEYPIT, or you can click the new microphone button on MoneyPit.com. It's on every page. Record your question, and we'll get back to you the next time we produce the show. Coming up on today's show, as you look around your home, have you seen a lot of cracks and holes and nail pops in your walls that they sort of take away from your otherwise very well-maintained space? Well, these are easy to fix, and you can fix them once, fix them right, and not have to fix them again if you do it the proper way, which we are going to explain in just a bit.
And also ahead, do you have a closet that's just a bit too dark? And, you know, picking out your clothes in the morning is kind of difficult. Well, you can make it a lot easier if you improve that closet lighting, and then maybe your clothes will actually match for once.
There's an idea. It would change my whole design sense.
I mean, I get dressed in the dark because I leave so early and I don't want to wake anybody else up.
Middle of night, right?
And I can't tell you how many times I've, not that it's bad, but how many times I've put like a navy sweater with black pants and I'm like, oh, I thought this was all black when I get to work.
Whoops. Well, just tell everybody you're a trendsetter. And also ahead, you can count on hot water at the turn of a tap, but keeping your water heater maintained can reduce the chances of a sudden lack of hot water, which is terrible any time of the year, but especially terrible in the winter. So we're going to tell you what steps you need to take to keep things heated up.
But first, we want to help you save some money, save some time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house. That is what Team Money Pit does. We talk to you, we listen, we hear what's going on in your project process, and we help you make it as smooth as possible, and we give you some great ideas to get the job done right.
So reach out to us right now. You can do that by going to moneypit.com, clicking on the microphone, and posting your question right there. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Brandon in South Dakota is on the line with a garbage disposal question. What can we do for you today?
I got a family, two little boys, and I was just wondering about sizing a garbage disposal. Should I go with a half horse, a three-quarter horse? And then my follow-up question to that is, how hard is it, kind of a novice do-it-yourself, or would I be able to put it in myself?
So to your first question, you know, I know that they sell disposers that are as small as about a quarter horse or a third horse, but I would never buy one that size in a million years because I just see that as a problem in terms of clogs and inability to grind stuff up and maybe tripping all the time. So I would definitely recommend you get a half or even three-quarter horse. I mean, the additional expense is not significant, and I really think it's going to give you better performance over a greater number of years. In terms of installing them, they're actually not really that difficult to do if you can handle basic plumbing projects. But remember, you also got to handle basic electrical work. And, you know, that can get tricky if you're not familiar, and it can actually be dangerous. So it's not a hard plumbing or electrical project to do, but you got to have some basic skills to take it on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes perfect sense.
All right, Brandon, good luck with that project, and good luck with those boys.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your help.
Terry in Ohio is on the line and dealing with a stinky hot water smell. Terry, does it smell like rotten eggs?
It's only happening in one bathroom. My husband replaced our electric hot water heater 2 years ago with a gas, and it actually has been happening almost since that switch occurred. But the smell is only in the upstairs bathroom, and so I don't know why we're getting this smell. We've put bleach down in the tank and tried to clean out the tank, but we continue to get the smell back.
When you say the tank, you're putting bleach in the water heater itself?
It's very diluted, just a little bit.
Yeah. Okay, well, a couple of things. First of all, if the water smells throughout the entire house, then that's usually caused by a problem with the anode rod in the water heater itself. But since it's only 2 years old, I'm thinking that that's probably not the case. It's more likely a problem with biogas, and that could simply be something in the drain in that particular bathroom that's causing this issue, because you'll get these microbes that will grow inside the drain, and they can really smell terribly. So what you need to do in a case like that is to, the best thing to do is to take the drain apart if you can, get under the sink and take it apart and clean it really thoroughly in another sink somewhere, and get a bottle brush down there and scrub it with a good strong bleach solution, or you can use some oxygenated bleach, even better yet, and that will kill those microbes that are there. And then once you put it back together, I want you to fill the sink up to the point where you have that water goes down the overflow, which is usually built into the sink body, and make sure you put some bleach in the hot water too, so that it will slowly trickle down that overflow for a bit of a time. So this way, if there's any organic matter in that overflow, it'll also be eliminated. So I suspect it's in the drain as opposed to being a problem with the water heater. Because if it was a problem with the water heater, every single sink would smell the same way.
That's kind of what I figured, but we couldn't figure it out. So I thought, I listen to you guys every Saturday, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Yeah, well, you know, it's hard because it only happens to you once a lifetime. But we hear about this all the time, so we have a pretty good idea where to look for the problem. Okay?
Oh, great. I appreciate your help.
You got it. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Mayor in New Jersey, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Moved into a house about a year ago. It was built in 2007, and all the windows, they stand the windows and they're same windows. I don't know which type they are, and all the windows only open very little until they get stuck. A lot of them, if you try to open it, it gets so stuck that I can't even close it.
Well, I'll tell you what, the fact that you have Anderson windows tells me that I seriously doubt there's anything wrong with the window itself. I suspect what happened here, Mayor, is there's a problem with the installation. And if the jams, which is the side pieces that the windows slide up and down on, if they were installed wrong so that there's pressure pushing them inward, that can cause the condition that you're describing. I'll tell you one way that that often happens. Sometimes installers will use a spray foam insulation, like the kind that's polyurethane that expands and gets really, really hard. Something as simple as that can bend those jams in and make it hard to open the windows. But I think what you've got here is definitely an insulation problem and not a problem with that window. So to try to get to the bottom of it,
you're going to have to probably open up the trim on that window from either the outside or the inside to make sure the window was installed correctly. If it's too tight in that opening, or if there's insulation pressing on it, or if there are shims there that were put in too aggressively and bent those jams inward, that would cause the condition that you're describing. I mean, the good news is that an Anderson window is a very good window. So that's why I suspect this has nothing to do with the window and has more to do with the way they were installed.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Meyer. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
Up next, are you tired of staring at walls full of dings and dents and cracks and nail pops? Well, drywall repairs are a very common headache for homeowners, but easy for a pro to handle. We'll tell you what's involved in today's home solution tip presented by Angie after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that, but also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in 2 sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? You got some projects that maybe you have questions about, but you're like, if only I could ask someone how to tackle these projects. Come on, guys. You can totally ask us. That's what we are here for. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house.
You can follow the Money Pit Podcast for free at moneypit.com/podcast or on any podcast platform.
Lisa in Michigan's on the line dealing with a humid bath. What's going on?
I have an energy-efficient house that was built very tight, and they put in a exhaust fan in the bathroom to allow ventilation for the whole house. But I don't know if it's doing a correct job, and I've read some places where they say to leave it running all the time.
So the timer that's in the bathroom exhaust fan, first of all, that would be a very weird place to put whole house ventilation, by the way. That exhaust fan is probably just for your bathroom to take the moisture out of the bathroom. That would be more normal. Why do you think it's for the whole house?
It's not a whole house. They use it for ventilation because the house is so tight.
Well, it's taking air out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the house is really tight, the ventilation would be where we add air back in, not where we take air out. We take air out, that's usually because we have damp moisture we want to get rid of. I'm pretty sure that what you're seeing in your bathroom is not for the entire house. I think it is just for a typical bathroom exhaust fan. And the timer on it is one that would, if it's set normally, it would be set for humidity. It might have a humidistat on it. So I don't think what you're seeing is for whole house ventilation. There would be a different type of fan that would be used for that. Is this in the bath ceiling?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not for the whole house.
Well, but I've read that that's what they're doing on some of these houses.
No, it might be just bad information that's getting passed around. That wouldn't make any sense whatsoever.
Okay.
All right.
Do I need to have some type of air exchange for a house that is...
Well, that's an architectural question, and it depends on how tight the house is and what the air changes per hour were designed to be. If it's any less than about 3/4 of an air change per hour, then you probably do need to have some replacement air ventilation in it. But I would ask your builder or your HVAC contractor that question. And then they can discuss the options for that. The trick is that you want to be able, if you're going to bring in fresh air, you want to do it through something called an air-to-air heat exchanger, so that if it's you're exhausting stale air, but you're recovering the BTUs that were used to heat that air, so you're not getting rid of the heat. It's kind of like a radiator where it's passing it from bad air to the good air on the way in, so you're sort of preheating that air that's coming in from the outside using the heat that was in the stale air. That's why it's called an air-to-air heat exchanger, because it exchanges the air, but it traps the heat or the cool. Well, drywall repairs are one of the most common home maintenance chores that we've got to take on as homeowners. But if you don't do them properly, you're going to be doing them again and again and again. So to avoid the pitfalls, you need a pro, and you need to have to plan it carefully. We're going to share steps to do just that in today's Home Solutions Tip presented by Angie.
Yeah, you know, the three most common types of wall and ceiling repairs needed are nail pops, holes, and cracks. Now, DIYers that take on these projects often find themselves doing them over and over again because those cracks or holes keep coming back. Now, pros tend to get them right the first time, so let's talk about some of these key tricks. First of all, nail pops. How do you deal with them? These are the result from a nail that's kind of loosened up in its position and then starts to back out of that drywall. And if you tap it back in, that's really not enough to help it stop doing that. It's just going to find its way back out again. So what the pros will do is they will add an additional fastener on top of the loose one, so it kind of overlaps, and that will secure it in place. And then you spackle and sand and make the entire repair virtually invisible.
Now, repairing wall or ceiling cracks is another tricky job. The best way to fix a wall or ceiling crack is to use a very strong perforated drywall tape. This type of tape has large squares and almost looks like netting, and pros will apply this to bridge the gap in the crack first. Then they'll use a very skilled hand to spackle over that tape using multiple thin coats so it can be sanded, primed, and then repainted.
Yeah, now filling a hole in drywall, that's a bigger job. For that, you're going to need a scrap of drywall, a leftover piece of window screening, some joint compound, and a couple of common tools. Now, the pros know that the best way to patch a hole is to cut the hole to fit the patch and not the other way around, even if it means making that hole a little bigger, which I know can seem scary, but sometimes that's the best approach. Next, they're going to apply 2 or 3 thin coats of spackle, and once it's painted, that hole is gone. No more.
And that's today's Home Solutions Tip presented by Angie. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they can handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
Barry in Tennessee needs some help with his jacuzzi. What can we do for you?
Well, what happened was the drain got stopped up. So I took some Crystal Drano and poured it, and it got on the tub itself, and it burnt all the way around the drain. I mean, it's burnt plastic. So I was wondering, is there a way to get that back to looking new, or do I just have to replace the whole tub?
Well, unfortunately, you've chemically damaged the tub by using caustic drain cleaners. We really don't like caustic drain cleaners for reasons just like this. They don't really work very well to begin with, and what happens is you end up overusing them or spilling them, and I've seen them melt tubs and melt plastic before. You know, there's a new drain cleaning product on the market right now that I've just come across, and it's fantastic. It's called Drain FX. The website is drainfx.com, and essentially what this is for under $20, you're purchasing what's in essence a pressure washer for your clogged drain lines. You hook this up to the sink faucet. It has a long tube that you can run hot water down. You drop this into the trap, and then you turn the water on, and it blasts the clogs away. It's under $20. Check it out at drainfx.com. You should have one in your toolbox, because you never know when this is going to happen. And look, you could save yourself not only the hassle of a clogged pipe, but in your case, the hassle of potentially replacing a tub or learning to live with the ugly stains that have resulted. Do not use caustic drain cleaners on these surfaces. Take a look at Drain FX. It's a much better option. Barry, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks.
All right, now we've got Pat on the line who's got a leak at home. What's happening?
I have a wet spot up in the ceiling and at the corner where the ceiling meets the wall. It's a new subdivision. I think it's about 4 years old. And I called a guy out, and he told me it was that wall backs onto the laundry, and he said it was the vent. It was wind-blown rain because we've had some really bad storms, and that there wasn't anything I could do about it but just fix it, cut out the sheetrock and that stuff and fix what's there.
Yeah, that's going to happen again and again and again, right?
Yeah, I don't want to fix it every year.
Yeah, no, that was silly advice. Here's what you need to know. So first of all, it's a roofing repair. It depends on what type of vent you have on that roof of the dryer. You know, some types of vents are a little more susceptible to wind-driven rain, especially if they're low to the roof, where the rain kind of, you know, when the rain starts to go horizontal, it pushes up in there and then drips down. And, of course, the vent is not designed to contain water, so it's just going to leak out the lowest point, which seems to be right where you're seeing it. So you may have to change the type of roof vent that you have there so that it doesn't happen. You may need to have one that is taller, stands up off the roof, and it could even have a turn at the top, kind of like a candy cane turn at the top so it points down but lets that air exhaust. You don't want to have too many twists and turns because that blocks the flow of the lint getting out. But you may need a different size type of vent. And that presumes that this leak is not just simply caused by the flashing around the vent. And an easy way to tell that is to run a hose up there and flood water from the top of the roof down over where this vent is and see if you cause the leak to occur, unless it's visible. I mean, sometimes I can look at these things and see that the flashing wasn't installed right or wasn't overlapped correctly with the shingles. But I would eliminate that as a possibility, and then we're left with wind-driven rain. If that's a constant problem, then you're going to need to basically put in a new type of vent that is not as susceptible to the wind driving the water into your house. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. If it's a flashing, can I just seal around there?
I don't like to tell you to seal it because that's a temporary fix. If it's flashing, the roof can be remade around that, and you should be able to seal it properly just with the roofing material. If you go up there and you put a bunch of tar around it, not only does it look terrible, but it's going to crack again and open up, and you'll be doing it again and again and again. We don't like the Groundhog Day types of repairs. You know, we want you to do it once and be done with it. Shouldn't be leaking, and those are the two possibilities. So take a look, and good luck with that.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you working on this weekend? Whatever it is, we can help you get the job done. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, are you tired of digging around in dark closets?
Well, great closet lighting is a big help in keeping things more organized and easier to find. We're going to share some bright ideas on choosing the best closet lighting when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227. To get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course.
Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to MoneyPit.com by clicking on the microphone button.
Now I've got Daryl on the line who's got a question about a heater. What can we do for you?
Hey, yes, we have a bathroom heater and vent, and the heater part went out. The fan part, I should say, went out.
Okay.
Flip the switch, and you can smell it, like, burning. The heater is working, but the fan doesn't blow. And I was wondering if there's a way to fix that or if I just have to replace the whole thing.
Yeah, it sounds unsafe because if the fan is not blowing, the heater could actually, the heater part, which is usually a light bulb, can overheat. So I would recommend you replace that entire fixture. The new ones are so much more sophisticated today. You can get one with a built-in humidistat, for example, so that when you're done with the shower and you leave the bathroom, it'll stay on just long enough to dry out all the moisture and keep the mold from growing. So I think it would be a really good opportunity for you to replace it.
Now, would something like that be vented out through the roof or just into the attic?
No, it absolutely needs to be vented all the way out. And, you know, it could be vented in the attic. I certainly have seen that. But, no, the idea is it would go through the ceiling and then up across the attic towards the roof or through the side or to the side, the gable wall. And there's different types of terminations that will basically are waterproof from the outside, but then the duct can clip to it from the inside.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Daryl. Good luck with that project.
Well, when it comes to good indoor lighting, one place that's often overlooked is the closets. Now, upgrading your closet lighting is a great way to make even small spaces more attractive, but more importantly, it makes any closet more organized and easier to find things, whether it's clothing, tools, household supplies, pantry items, or whatever else you're putting in there.
Now, although a lot of older closets still have fluorescent lighting, they are rapidly being replaced by LED lights, which stay cooler and are more energy efficient than even the fluorescent bulbs, and they give a lot of brightness while saving energy at the same time. Plus, the fluorescent lighting is just a terrible color of lighting, and it makes everything look really dingy. Now, another option are battery-powered LED lights. These batteries can actually last for up to a year. It's amazing how long a battery will work with an LED bulb. They use so little energy. Plus, they're really inexpensive and super easy to install. You really just screw them in place or even use like a peel-and-stick tape to hold it in place. They come in different sizes, and they're pretty versatile, so you can use them in all sorts of closets and cabinets.
Now, I know there's a ton of different light types out there, so when it comes to choosing one, you got to kind of figure out how you're best going to use it in the space. So an overhead light is going to work best because it's out of the way, and it just gives you overall illumination. There are lights with motion sensors, and that's a great feature, so you can keep both hands free while you're reaching for whatever you need. You can also find models that go on with a touch, a switch, a cord, or that are going to turn on and off when you open and close the door on their own. Now, lights with timers are automatically going to turn off after a set period of time, which is going to help save you energy because I'm sure there's a lot of people who will forget to turn off that closet light. I'm talking to you, kids. My kids.
Yeah, you know how I dealt with that with my kids? I put in motion sensors on the light switch for the room. So when they leave and they don't turn the lights out, 5 minutes later, no motion, lights go out automatically. Sometimes, you know, you just kind of give up and do the easy thing. It's either that or tell them again and again and again and again, turn the lights off. I remember when I was growing up, we would leave, everybody would be packed in the car, and we would leave the house, and my dad would somehow turn around at the last minute and go, "Tom, you left your light on!" And he'd turn around and go back, and I had to go back in the house and turn the light off. So I decided I wouldn't put my kids through that drama.
You gotta just turn off the lights, you guys.
Now, one thing you need to avoid, particularly where you have closets that are full of clothes or anything else that's flammable, like boxes and that sort of thing, is incandescent or halogen lights, particularly if the bulbs are exposed. Not only do they use more energy, but they tend to get very, very hot, especially in small enclosed spaces, and they can really pose a safety hazard. So if you're installing recessed lighting fixtures, they need to be fully enclosed in the housing with a cover that should be placed at least 6 inches away from all storage areas. And surface-mounted fixtures need to be at least 12 inches away and have to be installed either on the closet ceiling or on the wall above the door, according to most local building codes. So get lots of light, get more light, use the LEDs, be careful about the installation, do it once, do it right, and you'll be able to actually see what you're wearing in the morning, like Leslie.
Yeah, maybe it'll match. Maybe I can finally match at 4:15 in the morning. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, everybody loves a warm shower, right? I mean, nobody's like, ooh, I'm going to take a freezing cold shower. It's going to be amazing. Those are the worst and a horrible surprise. So coming up, we're going to share some ways that you can best heat water efficiently. So stick around.
Hey guys, we're excited to announce that season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list. From major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in two sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money
Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects not just done, but well done.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Joyce in Massachusetts, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
I have 9 windows, and we had someone caulk the windows where the window sills, because we live in Boston, and the cold air has been blowing in. I want to know how I can seal them up, because it didn't do one iota thing for the gentleman caulking the 9 windows.
Didn't do any good, huh? And he caulked them from the outside or from the inside?
From the inside, because this is an apartment building. We're on the 7th floor, and we have windows going on different angles. And so I'm trying to find out what is the easiest way to prevent the cold from blowing in, because it's unbearable.
Okay, since you're on the 7th floor, I presume that you don't use your windows. You would never use your windows for emergency egress. Do any of them go to a fire escape or anything like that?
No.
Okay, so there's 2 things that you can do here. One of which is you can use shrink film. It's a clear plastic wrap that you cut to fit the size of the window. Mm-hmm. You attach it with a clear double-faced tape that comes with it. And then you use your hair dryer to heat it, and it becomes very taut and clear so it doesn't obstruct the view.
What about weather stripping, like weather felt?
Well, that's all possible, but there's another option, and the reason I asked you if you needed to use your windows for egress is because I was going to recommend temporary weather stripping. Now, there's a caulk that's like a weather stripping sealant, but it's a temporary sealant, okay? So the way this works is you essentially caulk your windows shut. You caulk all the seams in the window where they slide up and down with this clear temporary caulk. And then what happens is in the spring, you can actually grab the edge of this caulk and peel it right off. It comes off like a clear rubbery strip. It enables you to essentially seal your windows shut in the winter and then restore them in the spring.
Thank you very much, and I enjoy your program immensely.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, you turn the tap, and you get hot water. But have you ever thought about what it takes to heat that water? Lots and lots of energy, and a lot of energy dollars can be wasted. But there's a few things that you can do.
Absolutely. So most water heaters run on gas, oil, or electric. Now, if your water heater is gas-fired, it's important to have it serviced because combustion deposits will build up and make it very inefficient and potentially unsafe. Now, the same goes for an oil water heater. You need the same type of servicing that you would need for your oil-fired boiler or your gas-fired furnace. They burn fuel, they get dirty, and they need to be cleaned.
Now, on electric water heaters, one of the 2 coils can burn out after a while. If you start to run out of hot water very quickly, that's a good sign that you have a bad coil. An electrician or a plumber can take care of replacing it. And you can also have a timer installed on an electric heater to heat water only when you need it, and that can save a ton of energy.
Absolutely. And finally, if you're willing to make the investment, a tankless water heater heats only the water you use as you need it, and it's definitely the most efficient type of water heater.
Yeah, it's small enough that you can install it close to your bathroom, so you're never going to have to wait for a hot shower again.
And I got to tell you, I have what's called a combi boiler now in my house. I got rid of my old cast iron, formerly oil-fired, converted to gas-burning boiler, which was humongous. And I replaced it with a gas-fired combi tankless-style boiler that runs both my domestic hot water and all the heat for the house. And this thing is the size of a kitchen cabinet. It is so small. It's mounted on a wall now in the basement. It doesn't take up any floor space. And our heating system has never been more efficient. We really, really love it, and I highly recommend it.
Taking a local call from Steve in New York, who's dealing with a heating question. What's going on?
I used to have a steam heat system in my house with the old radiators.
Okay.
My house is probably from the 1890s, and I was thinking about the radiators have been removed, and I've been heating with, like, just a direct vent heat system, you know, one of them gas wall units. And I was thinking about trying to put forced air in that house, but I have no way to get through the, you know, the bottom of the first floor or to, like, the second floor because I have, like, soap plates in the wall. I was wondering if you got any ideas what I can do for a heat system instead of putting steam back in here because I'd like to put central air in the house, too.
Right, so you want to have a ducted system that where you can have heat
right.
and air. And you say that you used to have these steam radiators, but you took those out. That's kind of a shame because steam radiators and steam heat in general is a pretty warm and wonderful way to heat a house.
Well, I still have the radiators downstairs, and I could put them back in. That was my other question, too. Should I just go back to the steam radiators and the steam boiler and just forget the air condition?
To restore the steam heating system, you would have the benefit of warm, moist, and comfortable heat in the winter. Your air conditioning system would be a separate ducted system. Now, there's two ways to do this. You can use a traditional ducting system, which would run in through your walls, or you say it's difficult, of course, because of the way the walls are constructed now. But in some cases, I know I have a house that's a little bit older than yours, and when I put in air conditioning, we were able to run them ducts in closets and places like that, so they weren't quite so obvious without going through the walls itself. But there's another system I'd like you to look into called Space Pack, spelled P-A-K, S-P-A-C-P-A-K.com, spacepack.com. This is a system that is a high-velocity, low-volume design. So the ducts of a Space Pack system are only like 3.5-inch or so tubes, and they can be inside wall and floor cavities very easily. You don't have to have the big ducts, and what they do is they move air through at a faster speed. That's why they're called high velocity, and they still do a great job of cooling the place. So that's another option for you in terms of getting air conditioning, but again, it's a separate system than the heating system that you have now. And of course, the third option is just to go with ducts all the way. And putting in a forced air system won't be as comfortable as the hot water, but it would be less expensive than two systems. But you're going to have to find a very talented HVAC contractor that understands this is an old historic home, and they can't just go tearing things wide open. He's got to be creative and strategic about how he gets the ducts into each place in the house.
Do you recommend a baseboard electric heat at all?
No, it will cost you an arm and a leg, especially in New York.
Yeah.
The very most expensive way to heat a house.
Okay, I thought the electric baseboard came down in price, but I guess I'm wrong on that.
It's not the baseboard that comes down in price. The equipment is cheap. It's electricity
yeah,
that
yeah,
costs
yeah.
you.
I thought they were cheaper to run today,
okay.
but I guess I'm wrong.
yeah. No. All right, Steve, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie helps you get it well done. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, you want to perk up your place with paint? We're going to share the best colors to do just that when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are here to help you get the jobs done around your house that you want to get done. Help yourself first. If you've got a question, reach out to us by going to moneypit.com, clicking the microphone button, and telling us what you need to know.
All right, well, Dave wants to know, how do I get my windows to stop having condensation on them? Dave wrote in saying that my windows form condensation on the lower edge when the temperature drops 5 to 10 degrees. He says when the house was new, I was told it was because it had a lot of moisture in it from the new materials. They said put in a dehumidifier to control the humidity levels. No changes. Even when we turn the heat down to 65 at night and put a fan on the window, we still get moisture. Should I leave the shades up, down? We can't find a difference.
Yeah, I feel your pain on this one, man. So I'll tell you what I think's going on. I think that the insulated glass windows are simply not insulating. Now, typically, when you have a thermal pane window, there's going to be a gas inside of it that's typically argon. And if it wasn't put in right or it's incomplete in some other way, then you're just not getting insulation so that when the warm air hits that window, it condenses, and that's how you get all of this moisture and condensation. So other than replacing those windows, what I would do, and you said you tried putting the shades down, but I bet you didn't try cellular shades. I would recommend you try cellular shades. They're honeycomb shades that have an insulating effect, and they will interrupt that flow of warm air striking the window and then converting that to condensation.
All right, yeah, that's a good call.
Well, now that we are totally knee-deep in winter, this time of year can really drag on for a lot of people. The holidays are over, but it's still a couple of months before we get those really nice long days and warm weather. If you're feeling the winter doldrums, you can perk yourself up, though, with paint. We have a DIY solution for all problems. It usually includes paint or some other similar product. Les is going to share some colors that can be real pick-me-ups in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word.
Yeah, you know, color definitely affects your mood, and there's a lot of things that have been proven. You know, colors red and yellow make you hungry. That's why you see it always at fast food restaurants. So there's a lot of science behind what a color will do to sort of ignite something in your brain, whether it's a feeling, an emotion, something. So color is super helpful in creating a great space at home that will boost your energy and your mood during the winter months. So first, let's talk about orange. Now, it creates a warm and inviting environment. You want to choose a softer shade with maybe a pink or yellow undertone, and that can really liven up a foyer. And I find that foyers generally get more light, so these rooms will just really be bright and friendly. Really a great choice. Blue, that's another favorite color, but don't be afraid to go dark. Now, the thing about a blue tone is that you have to paint a large swatch on the wall and then watch it over several days, several nights, with your lights on, with the lights off, on a sunny day, on a rainy day, because blues, depending on the undertone, can take on a ton of different shades. Like, even that same color can look more lavender at one point in the day, look darker. So definitely look at it over the course of a few days and then decide which one you like. I mean, it's an extra step, I get it, but it's definitely worth it. You try on a sweater, so why not try on a paint color? And finally, yellow. It's a super happy shade, but if you go too light with yellow, you're going to end up with something that gets looking more like a white tone, especially if it gets a lot of natural light. So stay away from a lighter tone if you get a lot of natural light in that space. You can go for a deeper shade that has more of an orange undertone, kind of like a marigold. It's lovely. It's happy. It feels rich. It looks great in a lot of different lights. I mean, any of these colors are definitely going to chase away your winter blues and for sure get you pumped up and ready for a beautiful, fresh spring.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, saving energy and going green are big goals for most of us, and that might explain why heat pumps are more popular than ever. We're going to share exactly how heat pumps work, whether they make sense for you, and where they work the best on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online, or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.